All right. I greet you all this morning in the precious name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I come before you this morning and thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon this time together as we open your word. Lord, fill us with your spirit. Give us wisdom. Help us understand your will and your way, Father. Help us to be faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I want to open the Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 45. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthly. The second man is from heaven. This is the earthly. So also are those who are earthly. And as is the heavenly, so also are those who are heavenly. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly, we will also bear the image of the heavenly. All right, I want to just take from these verses. From the beginning, God created man. He bowed down from heaven, and the Bible says, formed the dust of the earth. And then he breathed into him, and he became a living soul. God created a man. A lot of times people who become religious just completely bypass being a man and want to become some super religious spiritual being. And they live their lives in this so-called spiritual realm and think that they are above the earth and all the things that are in the earth, and they live out their lives as this religious person who has no real reality of what it is just to be a man. And we forget God created a man. That's all. The first man God created was Adam. Adam was just what God wanted when he made a man. He had a free will. He had an ability to make all of his own choices. He lived in the garden. He loved God. He walked with God, and he enjoyed the creation that God made. He was diligent in his duties as a man. The Bible said for him to have dominion over the earth, and he did. He was just what God wanted him to be, doing all those things, being a man. He didn't create some super spiritual being that sat around with his head in the clouds all the time, too busy thinking of heavenly things to be concerned about earthly things. That is not what He created. God created a man. And then it talks about the second Adam. You know, sometimes we have the idea that Jesus was this some high in the sky super saint that we all try to obtain to. But when you see about the life of Jesus, you hear about Him whenever He was a little boy, one story when He was 12 years old, then you don't even hear about Him until He's 30 years old again. What was He doing all of that time? He was being Adam. He was being a man that God created. He wasn't out trying to turn the world upside down. He wasn't trying to get recognized. He wasn't trying to be something that He wasn't. Because all that was required of Him is to be a man. And He did it. And when He is 30 years old, He was called. The Lord had a special purpose for Him. But He couldn't do that until He had fulfilled all the rest of it. Until He had became this man at 30 years old that God wanted Him to be. It is so important for us to go through periods in our lives to help us mature into being the man that God wants us to be. Sometimes God calls us to go through hard things, and all we can do is just go through them. That is part of the development of being a man. You think of Jesus. Here He's 30 years old. You don't hear about Joseph, His father. Somewhere along the line, it seems that His father died, so He was left as an orphan at some age. I don't know what it is. But He went through some hard times. He grew up being very poor, being jostled around and moved around quite a bit. You know, we try to build little empires where we protect our children from every little thing that would affect their lives. We try to build things around to protect them from hurts and pains and suffering. But those things are needed for us to properly mature and grow into a man or a woman like God intended us to be in the first place. So many times we've seen it. You've seen it. We've seen people that have come to us that's been on drugs. And they may come to us at 30 years old, or 35, or 40. A full grown in appearance man. And in a miraculous deliverance, they've been set free from alcohol or drugs or whatever it is that ruined their lives for so many years. And experiencing this miracle, all they want to do is just be a super Christian from there on. And most of the time, they just want to tell everybody about it. And they just want to become a leader and become a teacher because God performed a miracle in their lives. And so the focus is on this miracle of deliverance and their ability to tell the story about how greatly they've been delivered. But I think this is one of the things, you know, when Jesus healed certain people, he told them to go home and be quiet. You just need to go home and be quiet. We wonder about that sometimes because we're all taught that you just got to be a flaming evangelist to be a real Christian. But Jesus told people just to go home and be quiet. And the ones he usually told to go home and be quiet did exactly the opposite. They went out and spread it abroad, it says. And then there's some he wanted them to tell, and in most cases, they went home and went be quiet. Just exactly the opposite. They're just completely missing being what God wants them to be. We've seen these people that in some time in their life, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, they decide that instead of facing the hard things in life and going through them, they decide to escape reality through their drugs, through their alcohol. And so instead of facing life, they escape life. And they run from it. And have all these artificial influences that protect them and shield them from the struggle and the pain and the hurt of maturing. And so for many years, they just add all this fantasy in their mind, these stimulants, these things that keep them from actually facing reality, and they live in a dream world thinking that they're escaping reality. And then they're delivered. They're set free. They hear the message of the Lord, which is a good thing to set them free. Healing doesn't make you a saint. Being delivered doesn't make you a super spiritual being. It's just one of the basic things that Jesus did when he walked on the earth. He went around doing good to people and healing them and helping them, delivering them from these things. And he still does it today. Still, it's possible to be delivered from these things today. But the one healed, that doesn't make them a super saint. It doesn't even make them a man. It's just they're a benefactor of God's power and mercy and grace. Someone that's escaped reality at 12 years old, no matter how old they are, when they're delivered, is still at the maturity level of a 12 or a 13-year-old boy. And they need to learn. They need to go through that hard struggle that they escaped whenever they were 12 or 13 years old in order for them to properly mature. And that is very difficult for them to do a lot of times. Boys talked about true humility. To have to humble yourself as a man, a 30-year-old man or a 40-year-old man, prime of life man, and have to humble yourself and go through struggles that a young boy would have to go through. Not very many people are willing to do that. Not very many people are willing. I mean, look at boys sometimes. They don't want to listen to their fathers. And so they put on a show and find ways of escaping, submitting to their father and just being a young man going through a process that will mature them into a man. There's a lot of ways to escape the reality, to escape the struggle of submission in the place that you're supposed to be in. That's why it's hard sometimes for young men that grow up without fathers, that to really learn what it means to be under the hand of a father that's not always so gentle. It's all not always so understanding. Sometimes very demanding. But you submit to it. It's not easy going through it when you're 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 or 16 years old. You begin to think you know everything. But you're smarter than your father or the older man. You're wiser than they are. And it's just hard for you to swallow your pride and just be a boy, hoping to be a man. It's difficult, but those who are successful learn how to do it. Then some who escaped that when they were younger and now they're older, it's just hard for them just to submit to somebody else and listen. You know, a 40-year-old man that's never done that, that's in the same place that a 14 or a 12-year-old boy is, that knows everything, he's got justification to know everything. He's 40 years old. And so they won't listen. They're older than maybe the person who's trying to tell them something. So they won't listen. And they just strike out and have to do things on their own. It's hard. Becoming a man is not just something that just falls off a tree because you get older. Becoming a man is something that you have to set your heart to and be willing to go through anything you need to do it. This talks about so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, then the spiritual. If you don't have the natural, you will never get to the spiritual. We got it all messed up. The first thing people do whenever they start reading the Bible is try to figure out how they can be spiritual. So they start following all these different things, these different ideas that seem spiritual because not everyone's doing them. They get religious. They get evangelistic. They do all kinds of things that seem spiritual. But if you can't have the natural, it's all worthless. God is looking for men. Men. And sometimes He will take those men and make them into something different, more. But if you don't have the man part, you don't have anything. Appreciated these things that these boys wanted to work on. Humility. That is so easy. Humility is one of the things that is so easy to become so proud about. Put on a humble show, but stand in your heart full of pride. Lowering yourself. You know, true humility is being exactly what you are. It's being what you are. And it's so easy to degrade yourself and make others think that you're less than what you are. And you feel humble about it. But it's just another mask of filthy, stinking, rotten pride. Humility is just being able to live your life, being able to do what you're able to do, going through life and just being what you are. A man, a young boy, a woman, a young lady. And just being that person without looking down your nose at people who aren't, and without trying to pretend that you're really humbler than you really are. One of the things that was mentioned is patience. That's an aspiring goal, to have patience. But it is a very difficult thing to learn, because the way to patience is through trials. The way to patience is through people getting in your way and messing up your plans. People just causing all kinds of problems in your life. That's how you learn patience. We don't like those things. We don't like to get our plans upset. We don't like to have somebody get in our way. We don't like to have someone in front of us going way slow. And we have to wait on them. But that's how you learn patience. We don't want troubles and trials. We want patience, and we want it right now. Talked about work ethics. Just going out and being able to do what you're supposed to be doing. And staying with it until you're finished, or until you're called away from it. Sometimes we get so focused on what we've been sent to do, we get mad if we get called away from it by the person who sent us to do it. We forget that it's not about what I want out of this deal. I'm a servant at the hands of the one giving the orders. We don't like our plans changed. One of the things was resilient, one of the words that was mentioned. That is a good word for us to live by. To be resilient is like a piece of clay or Play-Doh. Someone sticks their thumb in it, there's a hole in it. Someone rolls it up in a ball, it's a ball. Resilience is the ability to be able to form to whatever the Creator is trying to form you into. It's being able to bounce back whenever you get thrown against the wall. When your plans get all changed, it's the ability to be ready for the next thing and to go right on. Life is not something that you can just plan out every step of the way. There's things happen in life. And the quicker that we can learn to adapt to changes in our lives, the more we'll be able to mature. Change. Plans being upset. I mean, children, if you just keep them in a perfectly sound environment, you can keep them happy. But you go to changing things, waking them up in the middle of the night to have to go do something, putting them to bed late, getting them up early, boy, they can get crabby. But when they can learn to adapt to not living in a perfect little world, they begin to mature. Having faith is trusting that the Lord has all these things in His hands that whenever things go wrong, the Lord knew about it before it happened. The Lord knows about it while it's happening, and the Lord still knows about it after it's over. The Lord's got all things in His hands. And everything that happens to you happens for the glory of God. If you don't forget that. Being a man, it don't just happen. You got to set your sights on it. You got to let someone that's already been through it guide you through it. You've got to put your pants on and be what you're supposed to be. Jesus came as the last Adam. Jesus came as the man that God created in the very beginning. Jesus was what Adam was supposed to be. He wasn't different. He was exactly what Adam was supposed to be in the first place. He wasn't this great super spiritual being that we've got him, that we try to think that he ought to be. Jesus was what Adam was supposed to be. Except he was born instead of just formed out of the dust. He was born as a child and grew up all those years that Adam missed. And he finished his life being the Adam that God created in the first place. That's why God was pleased with him. He finished the course of being the Adam that God had created in the very beginning. He completed it. So that you and I could be restored into being the Adams that He wanted us to be in the first place. It's fun to set your heights on some spiritual thing. But all God wants you to be is to be a man. And you be that. One of these days, probably when you don't want to be, He'll say, I want you to be something else. But you be the man today. The Lord add His blessing.
Yeah. Praise God, there's sun and more. Bye.